precious blood has covered me. The thorns of violence and hate were growing wildly, and the sorrow they had caused were plain to see. But when that blood came streaming down that cross where my Jesus bled and died, it started blossoms of forgiveness growing free.
Thank you, sir. Lord. Let's all stand as we change over the service this evening. Amen. As our brother comes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Think about it.
High and lifted up, oh, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to see you.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We've now stepped into a new chapter of our American tradition now. We have a woman vice president. So. Yeah, that's what I say. Ding. Yeah. You got your Bible? Turn to the book of Hebrews. We're going to continue our thought from Sunday on the eternal redemption. I hope you enjoyed that. I did, whether you did or not. I enjoyed it. Sometimes Brother Luis will tell you, you know, sometimes you really enjoy what you preach and sometimes you really just don't. I mean, but somebody will come up to you and say, boy, that was the best sermon you ever preached. And you're like, man, I was like a flat tire.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I guess it's not up to us, is it, Bob? Good to have y'all back. Glad you made a good trip, but I'm glad you made that trip back this way. Amen. Good to have you back and in service for the Lord. But Hebrews 9:11, we're still on the plan. This will be part two. Remember, as Brother Terrence talking about February the 6th, you need to be there about 4 o'clock, get your picture took, and make sure you sign up downstairs. Also, before we do that, I'll make 2 more announcements, and then Brother Joe, if you don't mind pulling that up that we were talking about. But February the 14th, which will be Valentine's Day, I'll be in Kentucky. June and I will be at Brother Richard Hyatt's. We just talked to him on the phone. He said, tell everybody hello, and God bless you. But we'll be there on the weekend of Valentine's Day. So, and then also June the 17th, 18th, and 19th will be the Father's Day fishing trip. Did y'all notice what color she had on today? Y'all sit down, please. Everybody sit down. Good. Brother Dale said, everybody have a seat. You notice that? That's purple. Brother Brown said, now I predict I saw a great woman stand up, beautiful looking, dressed in real highly royals, light purple. Why did she wear purple? She may not be the one, but it's like, Brother Joe and I were talking, if this is not it, it's opened the door for it. But there she stands in the prophecy. She was standing up, the only one without a mask on, free to be able to speak. I guess she don't have the virus. She can't get the virus, I guess. But there she stands in purple. But the reason, it's not on here, but the reason there were several other women wore purple was because of the suffrage movement of the women in the 1900s because they couldn't vote and all the things that Brother Brown said. Remember that the things we did wrong by allowing women to vote and all that. Sorry, women. I didn't say that. The prophet did. Just live by it. Amen. Because we're all women in the body of Christ. Okay. But there you are. There she is in purple. Whether she used to do anything with it or not, I don't know. You don't know. Maybe Brother Brown saw that in a vision. Right. Maybe you saw that very picture of a woman standing up with her hand up and her other hand on the Bible. And now President Biden, just today hired a transgender woman to be our health director. A transgender woman to be our health director in the United States of America. And you're right. She's ugly as all get out. He is. He was a he. You see how perverted this thing is? We're just about ready to get out of here. It's just all pointing. I mean, we're going to have to, but you know what's going to happen? We're going to listen to this transgender woman tell us that it's okay for men to go in women's bathroom and women to go in men's bathroom, and there's not going to be any gender to our bathrooms anymore. We were talking today, and if you want to stand back up, we were talking today at the post office, and one of the girls, she's kind of a little country girl, and she said, if some country boy walks in and there's a girl in the bathroom, well, I don't know what's going to happen, especially if it's a transgender woman. But this is what the nation's coming to. She's going to lead our medical ideals as a transgender person. She was a man, now she's a woman. So, if God don't destroy this country, he'll have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for it. So that's what we're coming to, though. We got everything we need now. You say, well, now what? No, you know what? I believe this happened because something has already started happening in the bride. The true bride is going to be and already is on her way out of here. Amen? Listen, signs follow the believer. That's a sign, but it should be something that we don't follow that. That follows those two spirits that we now know were. Listen, that is part of the other spirit. But that ain't the spirit I was talking about during the whole time. I'm talking about the one that's right here. That just shows you that half of the world is rejoicing over it, and the other half don't mind, and the other half don't care. So somebody will get that one of these days. Okay, but that's what we're coming to. Men, women, children, just be aware. Watch what's going on. It's going to get worse. But we have a hope of eternal redemption. We had a prophet come tell us 50-something years ago. No, no, longer than that. 70-something. This was 1930-something when he saw that vision. My, come on now. That's been a long time, and then we see it, prophecy being fulfilled, as Brother Dale's talking about. We see it right here with our own eyes.
Right.
And you know what? We didn't see it as a prophecy. We saw it as a reality.
Exactly.
Amen. A lot of people saw it as looking at a prophecy, but when you're when Noah prophesied for 120 years that it was going to rain, one day, when God shut that door of that ark, it rained. The fulfillment of that prophecy, Noah was looking out the window at it. So that's what you and I are doing now. We're looking now out the window of the mind of God, looking through the mind of God. The prophet's already been there. He was the first one to partake. Go back into the back part of God's mind, but you and I are able to do the same thing. And then just instead of say, oh me, we can say, praise the Lord. And you know what? I didn't need that to tell me the prophet was right though. No. He's a word prophet. The word tells me, you read here in Revelation 17, you got the woman, what she's sitting on what? She's arrayed in purple and scarlet colors, decked with gold. Chapter 17, book of Revelation. So let's see how this ends up. But let's talk about the plan of redemption, because you know what? It's a perfect plan.
Glory.
Will not fail. They talked about plans all day today, how Biden, how everybody was going to do this, and not just naming everybody, but everybody's going to, they got all their plans. They will fail. That plan will never fail. Man's changed. God's never changed. Man's wrote different things. It's changed. God's wrote one thing and it never will change. So let's put our existence on this right here on the Word of God. Hebrews 9 verse 11. Let's pray before we get started. Just remember these announcements. Remember guys, June 17th, 18th, 19th, get your time off for you. For the Father's Day fishing trip there in Helen. We've already got the lodge. It is rented already. So Hebrews 9 verse 11. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, because many prophets stood and wanted to see this day, the fulfillment of all scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelations, and now here we stand. And Lord, we may not know tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. And that same person's inside of us. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us, as I pray every day, we should always pray for supernatural guidance. Not just guidance by man, not just guidance by parents, not just guidance by this or that or the other, but supernatural guidance. Lord, to say the right thing and do the right thing. And Lord, if it's you, it will be done right. So Lord, take all of us out of the way tonight. You enter in, you take over, you do the speaking, you do the revealing, and let us have a good time in you, Father. We pray that you just be with the ones that are sick, be the ones that are not with us, Lord. Ones that we see the virus maybe not so much around here anymore in different places, people getting over it and getting back to church. Father, we pray that you'd protect us now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Put that protection over us, Father, that Holy Ghost veil that'll keep not only our soul was redeemed for eternity, but Lord, help get that outside man ready to go, Father. We ask these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews 9:11. But Christ being coming high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Now, we're going to get into some types and shadows later on as we go into this plan, looking at the Ten Commandments and what happened there, the writing on the up there, Mount Sinai and all these different things. We're going to break it down. Last time we just kind of flew through the timeline, but we're going to kind of break it down a little bit for the young ones and for the old ones that's maybe forgot, like me. Neither by the blood of bulls and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place. And here's where I got my thought. Having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats. Eternal redemption. For us, he had to obtain, he did not have to obtain eternal redemption in his soul. He was the fullness of the Godhead body, so he was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Almighty God. But his body had to be redeemed. His body had to be made eternal. Alright? Just like you and I, our body has to be made eternal. But remember, he didn't come by carnal knowledge like me and you. That's why he could do the things he did. I and my Father are one. I only do that which the Father saith. You know, in other words, like I said before, he didn't get up in the morning fighting over the guy inside of him. And we do. Really? You don't? Well, pray for me. Amen. But having obtained eternal redemption for us, now we covered, I'm going to go through, we only got about half of the notes, so I'm going to cover this real quick if you'll go to number one. But while they're pulling number one up, if you'll remember, we were talking about man and God has made everlasting covenants. He made one with a bow or a rainbow. He made one with Adam. If you'll do this, I'll do this. He made one with different ones down through time, but he finally comes to Abraham, which is the father of our faith, and he didn't say, Abraham, now if you'll do this and not give your wife away, and if you'll wait till you're 99 years old, he never put a condition on that. He said, I will. That same way with Genesis 3:15, he didn't give that to nobody else but himself. One of the greatest scriptures in the Bible where God says, I'll redeem this thing back. I had to let it fall because I put you in flesh. I'm a redeemer, a savior, a healer, and all these different attributes that are bottled up inside of me because I'm what? I'm infinite God. And these things have to come out. Amen? And then what happened, and we'll look at it in just a minute, we're talking about this book. We may we'll cover that a little bit later on down here. We're going to read where in continuance. In other words, there was a book written. There was a book of life and there was the Lamb's book of life. We know that. There's different sections of that book. One you can be taken out of, one you can't be taken out of, right? Amen? If you're born again, see, remember that Genesis 1:26 man was written in blood in the Lamb's book of life and never could be taken out. But had to wait till the time for you to get here so that it could land where it's supposed to land because the real true seed is the spoken word. But he had to allow your natural seed to get here by mom and daddy and grandma and grandpa and grandma and grandpa and grandma and grandpa, right? To get you here to match that part that he saw before the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen? Now what happened to a lot of us is, Brother Donnie, he saw us, Brother Brown said he took a picture of us at 19 years old. Well, we've done flew past that, most of us. And next Tuesday, one more year passed it for me. So Joyce won't be an old... I'll be an old man. She'll be an old woman now. She's just way older than I am. You were born in the 50s. You can't understand that. I was born a whole different decade than you were. Yeah. We was born in the 19th century, Jim says. 18th for you. But God said, I will. And when God said, I will, he already had it in here. Brother Brown said, what is God's will? His will is his word. So when he said, I will, he's writing it down. This is his will. This is his whole will. This is what he wills us to do. But he doesn't will us to do it because remember the Bible says he would that all be saved. See, God's not a God. Yeah, he gets angry and he has different emotions because the Bible says he has different emotions. He even repented that he made man. Knowing what he would do, but being God, he had emotion. Where do you think we get ours? Right. Ours is just perverted. Right. His was not. Jesus, that's why Jesus didn't have a problem with the Father. Whatever the Father said do, that's what he did. Right. He never had a carnal mind to look back on and say, well, I can't do that because my mom or daddy is shy, talks too loud. You understand what I mean? Right. He didn't have that to look back to. You know what he looked back to? He said, before Abraham was, right. I am. And then they said, thou art the Christ. In other words, they put him all the way back to where we're talking about now, back into eternity. They just couldn't understand how that man that they saw that would have to eat and maybe got sick and groaned with a headache and was so tired he slept through a storm could be Almighty God. But he was. See, that's the same thing with me and you. We look at all of our human inadequacies and we say, well, we can't be God. Well, now... if they said Jesus wasn't God, they're going to say you're not. Right. Just like I said before, you know, if we've got God in us and the same attributes, they're going to treat you the same way they did when he's walking on the face of the earth. Amen? Amen? Amen. But Brother Brown said Job, the oldest book of the Bible, was supposed to even be written before Moses wrote Genesis. But the oldest book in the Bible was speaking of redemption, yet redemption was far, way before that. Redemption is one of the oldest things in the Bible. Did you know redemption was even before the plan of redemption was laid out before the world was ever formed? It can't lose. Listen, Adam couldn't lose. He lost one part. He had to give that book back, the part, the eternal part. Hello? He had to give that back to God. Couldn't produce that anymore. But remember, there was a book of life that was opened and began, because when Seth was born, and when Cain and Abel and Laban and all these different ones down through time, there was a book written. And they came by carnal knowledge. They came by sex. But when God stood there in Genesis 3, like Brother Dale said, God didn't curse Adam. God didn't curse Eve. He cursed the ground. So where did he have to come from? He came from the ground. Took sperm, took egg, placed it in Mary, put it in the earth. And here comes Jesus Christ, the baby.
Amen.
That looked 50 years old, but yet he was only 30. What a rough ministry he must have had. Redemption is one of the oldest things in the Bible. Did you know redemption was even, the plan of redemption was laid out before the world was ever formed? Think of that. Now, here we were last Sunday. God foreseeing. Boom. Knowing what we would do, knowing what we would do, even if we didn't do it. That's infinite. That was hard for me to understand. Brother Dale, one time we were going somewhere, and it was about a two-hour trip, or maybe going hunting or somewhere. And he started laying that out, and my mind was going, whoo. I never thought of it that way. But an infinite God knows every way you would have chose if you had not have chose, like I said, if you had five choices. Brother Harris helped me one time, because he told me, he said, God showed me a vision that this person that was, I think it was in this church, was supposed to marry this other girl. But he didn't. He married another believer. And it was fine. It was okay. He said, but he should have married her, because I saw it in a vision. I'm like, well, how in the world? But then Brother Dale comes up and says, God knows you. If you didn't marry June, if I'd have married Joyce. Lord. Oh, never mind. But not really. He would. But think about all those girlfriends that you had that, like Dad, he had a girlfriend there at home and before his mom and just a dating. Well, that could have been my mama. But it couldn't have, because it took the two to get together that had me in it. That's how God, you say, now see, I believe in predestination that way. You're predetermined to get here, but it's because of what God foresaw before the foundation of the world. That Genesis 1:26 man was developed in the mind of God, and this is what Donnie Fallbush is going to look like, and this is what Luis Urrego is going to look like, and their tendencies and characteristics.
All right. That's right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right. And God liked it so much, he sent a prophet here to say, and God bred this one to this one, this one to this one, this one to this one, to get you here.
Right.
So that would match. Wow. See, when we lay a plan out, we have to change it. But when God lays a plan out, he's already saw the end of it. So it cannot fail. Now I'll go with you. If you go to that, I always was eternal and I'm this eternal being. Amen. But that's in the mind of God. He holds that only, and it took a prophet to bring it to us, though. But now, in that interpretation, I don't know why I'm doing this, with that interpretation, people in the message, they pervert it and say, oh, you always was eternal. You always come here. You had eternal life already in your soul when you were born a baby, because God saw you. And Brother Brown tells you, if you weren't there, you never will be there. It's not you.
Right.
The real you.
Right, glory.
The one you've never seen before.
Right.
That God stood back, whatever he was standing on, and said, let us make man in our own image.
Right.
There was an image that God projected in his mind.
Right.
And it wasn't of Adolf Hitler or your neighbor or anybody without the new birth. They came because of permissive will. They came just to fill this earth up, to be your tormentor, or whatever you say. But only God, only in His Lamb's Book of Life, He's only got a certain group of people written down.
Right.
And that group of people is the only one that's going to fulfill that Genesis 1:26. It'll be the bride of Jesus Christ. That's why I said before, if you can't read, we couldn't read Revelation. I told you the other day, I'm going to go talk to a Baptist guy. I don't even know him, but he's got one of the biggest churches there in Gillsville Baptist, and he seems like to be a real nice guy. And I'm just going to sit down and say, look, man, tell me about predestination by the Baptist, not by your view, because he went to seminary. I know he did. I said, tell me what predestination is by the Baptist doctrine. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm just going to write it down. I'm doing research. Amen? And I want to find out exactly, because, you know, we say that they say this, and we know that there's been certain times they've said this, but I want to really know, because I want to know where they got off at. We know it was Nicaea, but that came from Catholic Church, but it evolved into a Baptist doctrine. It evolved into a Presbyterian doctrine. It evolved into a Methodist doctrine. It evolved into a Pentecostal doctrine. And then the Pentecostals got to Church of God, and no music, speaking in tongues, no speaking in tongues, one God, Jesus only. You see what I mean? It got perverted somewhere as it went forward. But when God said, let us make man in our own image, folks, that person He made, not created, but brought into being, was perfect.
Amen.
Never had a bad thought. Never drank a beer. Never lusted. You see what comes to you at your new birth? But you got to let that thing live. You got to let that thing out. Amen? Let it out and let it work. Because you still got that spirit realm of memory, reasoning, conscious affection, and the devil just stays right there and plays all night. Amen? But listen, God knew that. He gave you something. He gave you a shield, a helmet, a sword. You got it already. When you get the new birth, the prophet of God said, you got everything you need for your journey. But what our problem is, though, is we don't listen to it a lot. God foreseeing and making a way of redemption before He even made the world. For the Bible plainly says that Christ was predestinated, foreordained, and was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. That's right. Way before the world was made, God had a plan of redemption. Everybody say amen. Well, buddy, that's a good one. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Now watch. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Listen, God knows who He is. He loves to be worshipped. But He loves fellowship. He doesn't want to beat you and make you worship Him. No, that's not a true ruler. The glory He gets is us. The glory He gets is seeing that Genesis 1:26 man come into shape and fruition and grow up into a, what? Adoption. Grows up into, God wants us to speak, folks. Him speak through us. Everybody got that? Didn't Brother Brown say one time, God's not complete without you?
Amen.
You know what? He wanted it that way.
Amen.
I'm just dumb enough to believe it. That's the way He wanted it. He wanted us and all of our inadequacies and all the different things. He wanted me and you to share His glory. Amen. He wanted that. And that was His whole desire and part of the plan. Knowing we would fall, knowing we would come in Laodicea and see a woman stand up and get sworn in as vice president. He saw this.
Right.
But He put us here for a purpose.
Right.
Amen. Titus 1 verse 1. In hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. But hath in due times manifested His word, what? Through preaching. Now we can get a lot. Listen, you can get a lot at home. You can get a lot, press and play. But you can't get perfected by that. The Bible says, he gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, not to make you born again, but to perfect you. Through preaching, which Paul didn't have a problem telling them where it came from. Which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. In other words, he stood up one day and he said, you'll be judged by what I say. If an angel from heaven come and preach you anything that you've not heard me preach, let him be accursed. An angel! A scripture keeps going through my mind, Brother Luis. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Not stupidly. Not stupidly, but boldly. But now remember, let me tell you what would look stupid. What would look stupid to the world, to a bystander, to some news agency, is when here's Goliath, all about 14, I mean this guy is 2 times taller than David, and here's the news agency pointing at him, and over here at the camp of Israel, and here's Saul, and they're like, well, maybe Saul, he was head and shoulders, he's pretty good size. Had all the armor, he had fought many battles. And then all of a sudden, out of all that, walks this little guy about that tall. With nothing but a belt, a piece of leather on, and a little bag, and a sling in his hand. And all that armor glittering in the background. All this armor glittering in the background, and there's this big giant, and he's got this great big staff. To the world, David looked stupid. But to God, that was exactly what he wanted David to do. David didn't look at the news agency. David didn't look over there and wonder. I don't believe David even looked behind him to see if anybody was following him, because he knew what he was going to do. He said, today, I'll take your head off. He said, you have defied my God. When are we going to stand up and say the same thing? Look stupid to the world, that's fine with me. But when are we going to stand up and somebody say something about you, sister, say something about your clothes, your hair, or men? Say, look, we're Bible believers. We believe what the Bible says. I'm not worried about what you're saying, what you think of me, or what the world thinks about us. Are you ashamed? Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, he said, I'll be ashamed of you. He said, if you'll stand up for me, he said, I'll stand up for you. Ephesians 1 verse 1. To me, like I said, this is the whole plan of redemption. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, so that's me and you, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from our God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Look, according as he has chosen us, where? In him.
Right. Exactly right.
Many are called, few are chosen. According as he has chosen us, not by him. Now, there's been a lot of people chosen by God to do certain things. Pharaoh was chosen by God to do certain things. Hitler was chosen by God to do certain things. All these different people were chosen by God to do different things, right? But now they weren't chosen in Christ and act the way they do.
Right.
If you're chosen in him, then whatever he's got. And remember, he had the whole plan. Father, Son, Holy. The whole plan of redemption is actually in those three offices. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Whole plan of redemption is in those three things right there. Amen. According to he has chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world. Oh boy, like Brother Dale said, they just go, oh boy, I feel I was back. Listen, you were nothing. Forget that business. But you know what? Somebody must have read that though, Dad. Somebody must have read that though and said, well, we were back there as people. Cause see, the Mormons get the same, they got a doctrine that we were all back there. So we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. So we must have been back there. No, the prophet of God said, you were nothing. The only thing Jesus Christ, the difference in you and me is we can't remember back there. He stood one day and said, I and my Father one. Father, let us have the same fellowship as we did before. Why? Because he was eternal.
Right.
He was the eternal God. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. You know, he was the one that talked to Abraham. Unless you got three or four gods. He stood in the bush, talked to Abraham, picked him up some dust, fed him communion as Melchizedek, and then met him a few years later as Melchizedek. And Abraham didn't have no problem saying, my Lord. But who in the world could stand there and say, Abraham, I'll visit you. You're going to have that baby. And Sarah's going to be the one to have it. It had to be Almighty God. What? Fulfilling his plan. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
All right, so we're accepted in Christ, right?
Glory.
This is really elementary, but this is how it all got started. Christ got accepted by dying on the cross in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Now, where were we? Where were we? We were in him.
Right.
Not as people. But as that Genesis 1:26,
right.
That germ of life,
right.
Eternal life. Because remember, he started passing that out to Adam.
Right? That's right.
And he became an eternal person.
Right.
Eternal soul. Oh my, but when the fall happened, God couldn't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
He forfeited. God had to take the book back. We'll get into it in just a second. But it did not stop the plan of God. Nothing will stop the plan of God.
Right.
You can't stop it. Go out there and have a prayer meeting all night that the sun won't come up tomorrow. Ain't it happening because God said it's going to come up.
Right.
Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Look, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Us! The mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, in other words, this right now, this last 2,000 years, he might gather together in one all things in Christ,
glory.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And look, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Remember what I told you last Sunday? Jesus didn't come to bring you your inheritance. Your inheritance was before the foundation of the world. He just came and made a way for you to get back to it.
Amen.
That doesn't do away with Jesus Christ. He's the very key to this thing. Don't ever forget that. If he hadn't went to Calvary, you and I wouldn't have been released. Right? Also, we have obtained an inheritance being what? Predestinated. There's not a problem with that. But Brother Brown always said, he said, be careful with that word. You know why? Because that word is predestined. Predetermined destiny.
Right.
Now, if you do that and take it the way a lot of people take it on this one side, you don't have a choice.
Right.
You get on this other side over here and it's just greasy grace.
Yeah.
No, you got a choice.
Right.
If Cain had a choice, you had a choice. Because
right.
He was, to me, the worst of the worst, being that he killed his own brother.
Right.
But being predestinated what? According to the purpose, I'm not going to add to this, but listen. According to the purpose of him that saw all things.
Right.
From the beginning to the end. That saw all things. Because look, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He, in his mind, he saw these things happen and he said, this is the way I want it.
Right.
I've said before, we question, we have questioned. I want everybody to hold a hand up already right now. Raise your hand up.
Amen.
You have questioned God. That's the only way he could bring it.
Right.
We question that he came to Rahab. We question that he came to the woman at the well. We question these things and don't think that it worked good in the plan.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's the very plan of God and it's the only way that it'll work.
Right.
See, that's why John said if you add a word, or Jesus said to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said if anybody adds a word to what you're writing down, let him be accursed.
Right.
If anybody don't do what says in this book, well, I'm taking their name out of the Bible, out of the book of life. How serious is that?
Right.
All right, Revelation 13:8. All that dwell on the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We'll get into this a long time from now, but remember, when the Bible tells us that the books were open,
right,
you and I are not in that book.
Right.
That's the book of life.
Right.
We're standing in judgment. Our book's already been opened. It's open down here.
Right.
You are the book.
Right.
The Bible says what? Living epistles,
right,
known and read of all men. We've already been judged by the judge himself.
Glory.
And we were written right here. But every other person that dwells on this earth will be deceived except those people right there.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Number two. Christ's mystery God revealed. Excuse me. He has showed or revealed it in every type that's in the Bible. Now, I said something the other day, and it kind of, you don't have to have a lot of discernment when you see people's faces, especially now that I can just see your eyes.
Yeah.
Instead of everybody going, you know, your eyes tell what's going on. So, your eyes is the gateway to your soul, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, but when I said that, that the bride doesn't type anything, the bride doesn't. If you type Christ, you're a second person.
Right.
I thought we were Christ.
Right.
Made manifest in another form called the bride. I thought all that in the Bible was pointing to this day. I thought all that was typing and hinged on a bride being on the earth. Not a second person. What is a type? A type is Abraham typing Christ, right? Here, Abraham typing Christ. This is not Christ. This is Abraham. But when you and I get born again, this is the Christ. There's no separation. So believe me when I tell you, this whole Bible is hinged on having a bride of Jesus Christ. That's not a second person. Listen. Satan can type Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that made some of his eyeballs go back in your head. Isn't that what the Bible says? Didn't Brother Bram say he could make what? He could bring every supernatural thing that God could bring except creation.
Right.
There's those two spirits, folks.
Right.
They can make it so close. Listen. He's going to deceive everybody in the world thinking they're going to think that God Almighty has come down in a pope.
Yeah.
Incarnated a pope, and he's going to save this whole world.
Right.
Or are they going to be fooled? We're going to be gone though.
Yeah.
But everybody in the Bible, somewhere down the line, is typing me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they type Christ? They typed Christ. Now remember, Christ was back there, but these people typed them because that Christ was not in these people in the Old Testament. Everybody understand that?
Right.
I want us to understand that. There's no way. When Adam did what he did, it closed up the natural womb and the spiritual womb of Eve so she could not produce the Genesis 1:26 man, which was the soul of God into the soul of man. That's what happened with Adam, right?
Yeah.
Right? Especially into Adam, he placed eternal life in his soul.
Right?
And he became an eternal person.
Right.
Eve too, but nobody after that.
Right.
Because God, I say, God was going to take this eternal life Adam, eternal life Eve, and guess who was going to come out?
Right.
Not dead people.
Right.
They couldn't have produced dead people. But Satan knew if he could get Eve to do what he did, what she did, and produce naturally, there's no way God could touch that.
Right.
It was polluted. God said, I can't touch that no more.
Right.
There'll be an enmity, a division between me and you. I can't come into your heart anymore.
Right.
But I'll come back.
Right. Yeah.
What a plan.
Yeah.
put enmity in. I'll be the one that comes down. Right. You may bruise my heel and put me on a cross, but I'll cut your stinking head off.
Right.
When he went to Calvary, he stripped Satan of every power he thought he ever had.
Right.
Telling you folks, we can think all mysteries, God, you know, even Paul said, we can know all mysteries and not have charity. This is charity. This is love. I'm preaching to you love. The love of God. That God Almighty in before the beginning of time saw all this, got it all set up.
Amen.
And listen, it's not like we're going through the motions like this though.
Right.
Oh no. Every day you get up, you got a choice to do something.
Right.
Or not do something. So when I say you're not, and that doesn't belittle you to say that you're not, that you're not a type. If you're a type, look, again, here's Abraham. Here's Christ. Let's take a different one. Here's Moses. Alright, here's Moses.
Yeah.
When he was, they had to veil his face because Christ would come down and anoint Moses. Right?
Sure.
But now what did he have to do? He had to come off of him.
Right.
And go back into the Holy of Holies.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And bulls and goats covered Moses' sin.
Yeah.
And the high priest covered their sin.
Sure.
Didn't do away with them.
Right.
Because God couldn't get into their soul because he took that book back. And remember, Brother Brown said he was the owner of the book. Now, Revelation 5, what happens? Christ, the Lamb, takes the book from the owner, opens it and reveals it. Brother Brown said the most sublime scripture in the Bible. Why? Because John knew that if somebody didn't come on the scene, he was as dead as the rest of them. But when he saw that lamb, there it is, the full plan of redemption. Opened up. So Abraham could type Christ. Moses could be so close till they had to veil his face because of the anointing and the glory on him. But when it would go off of him, who was it? Willie or someone was preaching, or maybe Brother Bob. He was Moses again.
Yeah.
Well, now listen, folks, when you get born again, your old you's dead.
Right.
Better be.
Man.
That's our problem. We let him live.
Right.
But if that old you is dead, Christ comes in, and then you're not a type.
Right.
Got it? Moses is a type of Christ. But he can never be Christ made manifest in another form called a bride.
Right.
Only me and you. By the revelation of the opening of the Word, we see that Calvary wiped it all away. But the blood of bulls and goats couldn't come back and go into Moses. Couldn't go into. You think Moses, now buddy, he's a great guy. He stood in the gap, right? He stood as Christ. But see, there's your type. We're not as Christ.
Right, amen.
I was thinking about that this morning, or yesterday morning. We're not as anybody.
Right.
Satan is as Christ.
Right.
You and I are Christ.
Amen.
I didn't say that. God did.
Right.
St. John 17, Jesus said, Lord, I pray that they're one like me and you are one. Well, how are they one?
Right.
He has showed or revealed it every type that's in the Bible. Therefore, the entire Bible is a revelation of God's mystery where in Christ. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had. One purpose he wanted to achieve in the entire Bible.
Right.
Now, look. All the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type.
Right.
And expressing what God's great goal is. Because remember, Moses was a piece. You can't do away with Moses. You can't do away with Isaiah. You can't do away with Ezekiel. You can't do away with Elijah. You can't do away with John the Baptist. But they were types. They were not the bride of Jesus Christ. But when we come down right here and expressing what God's great goal is, and now look, and now in this last day, he has revealed it and shows it. And God's help, you'll see it right here this morning, what the Lord has had in his mind all along and has expressed it.
Right.
To me, that's just like the Apostle Paul standing up and saying, if you don't believe what I said, That's the same thing right there. He's fixing to tell you that morning in Christ the Mystery of God Revealed, he's fixing to tell you what God's plan is and what part you are to play in it. That's just one quote, and there's many, many more. So we went to the Greek lexicon, and we saw that Christ was to anoint, and watch how we talk about furnished him with the necessary powers for its administration. And doing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we showed last Sunday, this is where we stopped. Adam, remember Adam, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, and Elijah, all different ones had pieces of it. Now remember though, the Bible tells us that this man right here was a son of God. Why? Because he had eternal life in his soul. Abraham's not called. Abraham's called a friend of God. Moses was a great prophet. Joshua typed Christ. David typed Christ. But not to the degree that he typed him like me and you. He had his best friend killed on purpose. Just so he could get his wife. That don't type Christ. Why? Because the anointing was off of him and he was David, the unregenerated man. Is that okay? I'm not belittling any of them, but you know what? When we meet them, they're going to say, I knew I messed up, but I couldn't do anything about it. I had nothing inside of me to stop. Elijah, all the different ones. In other words, they had their flaws and they had their things. But you know what? They type. Can you not see? Brother Dale's preaching that Adam is showing us. We have a human body. We have eternal life in our soul. We can't get it. We can't get the new birth as a baby. So we have to be a little bit older. Right? Abraham, father, he just believed. He believed without the new birth. Me and you supposed to believe because we got the believer inside of us. Okay? Moses, same way. You look at all these different ones. They're pieces to the puzzle. But they're not this body that he needs to complete himself. And not belittling them at all. None. Zero. But that's the way God's plan was. He said, I'm going to come back and do it myself. But when I come back and do it, I'm not just going to go away. I'm going to come back. Because I'm not finished. Brother Brown said, Jesus' part was not finished at Calvary. Sure, he said it's finished. What? The part he needed to play. But he wasn't finished. Wow. No, he just got started. What? On earth. It got started on earth. Christ came back to earth and endued Christians with gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not that they would just... Now sure, there's anointings. There's anointings to lead singing. There's anointings to play the piano. There's anointings to play the banjo, guitar. That's anointing... Listen, and I'm not... Don't get me wrong. That's an anointing that anybody can have. Gifts and callings are without repentance. God can... You listen, how do you think these people... I was looking, delivering mail. You see a lot of mail pieces. But this guy, I don't know what his name is, but he's got this ministry that's just out of this world. And he looks kind of about the same way. He looks kind of an oriental guy. But he's got pamphlets, even in a little town called Guildsville. He's a young guy and his hair's all swooped up like this and done up like this. And they're following him like mad. What does he say? He ain't got a message. Ain't nobody got a message but you and I. Sure, they got a message to the world, but not to get out of here.
Amen.
Not to finish the body that God started. They got messed up. In other words, what happened? Their womb got polluted like Eve's womb got polluted, so God can't come through that anymore. Boy, listen, if this don't make you happy that God chose you
Amen.
And this hour, this day, he chose you to be here.
Right.
Not just be in this church, but be in this great message of the hour.
Amen.
All right, let's go. Read number 3. We read it at the end of the service. Now watch. Now God's secret mystery, he had before the world begun. Now back in the back part of God's mind, there was something that he was trying and going to achieve. And he had, watch, he had a motive in doing it. In order to let himself be expressed. That's his motivator. That's why, listen, if we're not perverted, listen to me, if we're not perverted, a woman, a girl plays with a doll. Because she's got that motherly instinct in her. And that's a trait that she needs to express because she's supposed to be a mother. The boys are playing with the Tonka toys and they're building stuff with hammers and they're beating the walls up and all these different things. Why? Because that's the attributes. If you don't, like I said, if you don't get them crossed, like you got them in the end time. But that same way with God. He had these attributes to be expressed, but he couldn't express them fully in the Old Testament. He couldn't express them fully in part of the church ages. Because he can't work in false doctrine. God cannot and will not work in false doctrine. He can allow it. But he can't work in it like he wants to work in it. That's why God had to send us a prophet. That's why God had to fully, had to bring this man that could look back in the back part of God's mind. That's a place most people don't get to go. But according to Brother Branham, he went back there and gave you the key to get back there yourself. Oh no, Brother Wade, he took it with him. He knew so much. Listen. No. He brought us. He didn't bring us the book. Book was already here. He brought us the ability to look in all pages of the book. How in the world would you talk to a denominational person about Abraham and Sarah being turned back to young men and women? But Brother Branham explains it so well. Till you have to look like the head of right and say, that ain't nothing but the truth. Right? Married old Grant, somebody's wanting to marry a king that could have any woman he wanted to, and here they are, a 300-mile journey down to Gerar, and she's supposed to be like 90-something years old, and the king just said, bring her into my court. Right? She was changed back to a young woman. But God said, hey, See how God protects things? Because Sarah was going to have Isaac through Abraham, not through that stinking king.
Right. Amen.
But he told that king, he said, if you touch her, you're a dead man. He said, oh, you know what he done? He said, that man's my prophet that lied to you. You need to go ask him to pray for you and open up the womb of the people in your kingdom or your dead kingdom. And I'm sure Abimelech was like, I didn't do anything. He's the one that lied to me. But yet God had an order. Abraham was this man of the hour. Because first there wasn't even a moon, star, atom, molecule, or anything. He was God. But he exactly wasn't God at that time because God is an object of worship and there wasn't nothing to worship him. So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. In him was love. In him was to be father. In him was to be son. In him was to be a savior. In him was to be a healer. And all these great attributes that we see already expressed, they were in God. See, we see him expressed. So my opinion, the first thing he made was angels, and then they worshiped him, and that made him God. He started from there. And in previous messages, I've tried to explain it and break it down. Now then, when angels began to worship him, that was before there was even a molecule on earth. Remember, back when we were talking about the two spirits, he created Lucifer first, then he created the angels, and then Satan produced a product, and half of them took it, or two-thirds of them took it, and the other ones didn't. We'll talk to you about it in just a minute. All right? And that's the influence that's down here on the earth now. But remember, Satan didn't give his influence to Eve through another person. He came himself. He's the real perverter. He's the original perverter, and he was going to do this all by himself. He wasn't going to trust it to no second person guy angel. No, he come himself. Just like Christ wasn't going to let anybody else come down here and die. He was going to do it himself.
Right.
I tried to explain it, break it down. Now then, when angels began to worship him, that was before even a molecule on the earth. There was nothing. It was all darkness. There wasn't no sun, moon, stars, nothing. Then he was God. As he asked Job, where was you when I laid the foundation of the world? See, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. See, now where were you? See, that was way back before the earth. Now God had a purpose and a hidden mystery. And that's what I want to speak on the church, to the church this morning. This afternoon. Thank you. The hidden mystery of God that he had in his mind before the world ever began. So look, there was a hidden mystery. There was a prophet of God standing on earth saying, I'm fixing to tell you what that mystery is. I don't see how they, I was thinking today, all these people that are denying that Brother Branham was whatever, what he was, saying he was wrong of this and that and the other. But you know what? I'll bet you some of them people don't turn around and that are still preaching whatever they preach. But I bet you they're not, how can they go back and preach a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism when the truth's been told them right there in the Bible? I'm talking about all these truths. I ain't talking about going hunting. I ain't talking about fishing on the wrong day. I ain't talking about a cloud being over yonder and over here. I'm talking about doctrine that was straightened out by this prophet in the end time. Regardless of what he turned out to be, I don't care what they think he was. He was a prophet of God. And he was a word prophet. He brought us a hidden mystery that God had in his mind before the world ever begun, and how that's unfolded itself right down to this present hour. How positive is that? That we're living in right now. Then you will understand clearly then, you see, on I believe, what is being done. So now we remember God created angels and then Satan took his part. And watch, we're going to have to see though, before we start with the chart, we're before the creation. We're still before creation. We haven't got to creating man on the earth. Pretty slow, huh? All right, let's go to the next one. Revelations 12 verse 7. Says, and there was war in heaven. Now, we covered this before during the two spirits. It's kind of all overlapping here for me. But it's all for us to go back and, you know, dig up these things out of our memory. And they're real. Listen, if God's thoughts are real, if you have the thoughts of God, they must be real too. Just like water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the thought of God. That's not the thought of Nicaea, Rome. That's not the thought of the theologians. That's the thought of God.
Amen.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. What did Brother Brown say? He said, sin started in heaven.
Right.
But then it continued down here on earth.
Right.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. Now let's go to Jude 1 verse 5. Watch this. And I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now, what's he talking about? He saved 2 million of them unbelieving, rascal, Moses called rebels. He saved them. Gave them 10 miracles, wiped almost Egypt off the face of the map to get them out,
right,
knowing that every one was going to turn him down and die.
Right.
But he did it anyway. That's what Jude's saying. He knew what they were going to do, yet he took them out.
Right.
And afterwards he destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate. What was the angels' first estate? Worship God. That was their first estate. Worship God. Pretty easy, pretty simple. I'm God, I created you. But they kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Heaven. Dimension. That dimension. Not we point up, but remember, it's just another dimension. We'll get into that later on too. He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So those angels are going to be judged. But where did they go? They came down here into the Garden of Eden. But like I said before, there might have been a lot of devils in the Garden of Eden, but there was the devil head guy himself. He said, I'm going to deal with this. I want to be God. Y'all might not want to be God. I want to be God. Let's go to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. Now we're almost into our chart. We'll start in our chart next time we preach. Oh, this coming Sunday, Brother Chris Long will be with us both services. So be praying for him. They'll be flying in on Friday and flying back out on, well, they're going to somewhere else. Tuesday or Wednesday, going to Brother Jewel Forney's. So just pray for him. But I'm sure he's going to bring us a truckload of preaching, so. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. We understand, as we explained all that, Brother Luis and myself, different ones, and there was light. That's not the sun and the moon. That's the light.
Exactly.
That's revelation.
Yeah.
That's where God is. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. All right, so now let's go to Genesis 1:25. God made the beasts of the earth after His kind, the cattle after their kind. I got to kind of cover this because this is where we see the physical earth being formed. Something to stand on. And animals. And plants. And trees. And mountains. Different things, right? Because you got to cover this because, listen, that's going to enter into this dimension when we get into this chart. The first three dimensions are what? Life, light, and matter. Right? Life, light, and matter. Everybody got that? Not eternal life. Life. Because remember, once we got into the first three dimensions of life, light, and matter, there was something happened that took eternal life out of that. Everybody got that? Adam was the only one that had it. God gave it to him, but when he come down through here and did what he did, God had to turn that light off. Oh, sure, the sun kept coming up, the moon kept coming up, but that light that we're talking about, that light that lights the whole world, it went out. Because God had to fold the book back up. Brother Brown even illustrates that Adam had to hand the book back to the one that owned it because he couldn't bring light anymore. In other words, he had to die. Physically. Not spiritually. He physically died. But we're not supposed to spiritually die or physically die. Amen? So he said, look, let us make man in our image. And after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. To me, that's a great revelation, folks. He just didn't create mankind. Mankind came after that. Man came in life, light, and matter. Because look, what is matter? My hand won't go through that. That's solid matter. But now remember, before the fall, the prophet of God said that Adam ruled the world like the Holy Spirit rules, should rule us. So when Jesus Christ come back into the upper room with the disciples, this wasn't matter anymore. This was just something that even just like, I believe Adam could, Brother Brown said Adam could say, tree move.
Right.
Well, what would happen? That tree would move.
Right.
That's what happened when that fall came, man. It just darkened the whole world. But it didn't stop the plan of God. It made every attribute start coming just like this. Savior, immediately. Healer, Savior, Redeemer. All the ones, all that, it started immediately. And even though God knew that's what was going to happen, He knew it had to happen. I'm going to read that quote in just a minute that Brother Luis had. I already had it. Part of it down, not the other part that he read. But look, so God blessed him, and God said it'll be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, Brother Brown said this was before they were put in human flesh. So you're to multiply without having human flesh involved. Now, did you get the new birth by your human flesh? No, it came through your human flesh. But you got the new birth by the spiritual part of God. Your mom and daddy brought you here by flesh. Right? Permissive, but you had to get here to get us to have a soul. To get a soul here. To get you here. So that God could, kill the old nature.
Right.
Amen? And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and every living creature. Now look. That's what God wanted. That's what God saw in His mind, part of His plan. But He knew when 2:7 came, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, bring it up, and breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. So He knew when He put him in human flesh. Go to the next one, Genesis 2:7. There you go. breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Right, exactly.
And Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put the man who had formed. And then we know what happened after that. There was a separation. Eve was made, right?
Right.
And then we know what happened. And so let's read this quote that Brother Luis read, and then we'll. It's pretty long, but you know what? It's worth it. Because, Luis, you and I couldn't have said it like this. None of us could have said it like the prophet said it. So that's why I'm going to read it like this. Now that we have come this far, let me try to crystallize your thinking. I like what he says. Let's crystallize your thinking on this subject. So you can see the necessity of our going into the serpent seed doctrine as I have. We start the fact that there were two trees. Now we've already been through this and how they've intertwined. The tree of life was Jesus. The other tree is definitely Satan because of what came forth of the fruit of that tree. Now then we know that both of these trees had a relationship to man, so it's not just trees with bark on it. It was Christ and the devil. Got it? One anointed and the other one anointed. They must have had a part in the sovereign plan and purpose of God in their relationship to mankind and to himself, or we could never impute omniscience, in other words, all-knowing, unto God. This is all true so far as it not. Now the word most definitely sets forth that from before the foundation of the earth, the purpose of God was to, look, share his eternal life with man. Now, where did that say that? Where does it say that verbatim? It don't. I just read it to you though. God said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. That's exactly what he was saying. I'm going to make an eternal man. I'm going to make somebody I can live with for an eternity. And they're going to be my children. They're going to be part of me. They're going to have part of my character.
Right.
Share his eternal life with man. Ephesians 1, we read this. I'll read it again. According to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath accepted, made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth. Now that's us and everything else. Even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now I read Revelation 13:8. This prophet's reading this. This is part of the quote. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, Satan, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now this is the quote. But that life could not and would not be shared in any other way than through the way of God manifesting in flesh. Everybody got that?
Amen.
You may hate your flesh, but this is the way you're going to be. God wanted you in human flesh. God is going, you're going to get a body change and you're going to live eternal. In human flesh.
Amen.
We're not spooks. We're not angels. We're not floating blobs. We're humans. We're going to walk on this earth. We're going to talk on this earth. We're going to have fun. This was a part of his eternal and predestinated purpose.
Right.
So in other words, he didn't bring Genesis 2-7 into being for this thing to fall apart.
No.
But he knew it would if he put him in flesh.
Right.
All right. This was a part of his eternal and predestinated purpose. This plan was to be to the praise of the glory of his grace. It was the plan of redemption. It was the plan of salvation. Now listen closely. God being a Savior, it was necessary that he predestinated a man who would require salvation. Now watch. Look at me. Genesis 1:26. That's not that man. That Genesis 1:26, man, never fail.
Right.
Never fail.
Right.
Adam fell, which had part of that in him, but he fell. Right? But look, predestined a man who would require salvation. He put him in flesh. And then when Adam and Eve did what they did, that stopped sons and daughters of God from being born like God wanted them to be born. Because her womb was polluted up here and down there. Everybody got that? And God's not going to come. Listen, God's not going to dwell in an unclean vessel. He's not going to use an unclean vessel. Amen? That would require salvation in order what? To give him reason and purpose of being. That is 100% correct. And multitudes of scriptures bear it out, as does the very pointed verse of Romans 11:36. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
Right.
Amen. God could not directly come and partake of that tree of life in the midst of the garden. That eternal life of the tree had to become flesh first.
Right.
Oh, man. That's when he said, I'll put enmity between thy seed and the seed of the woman. Well, who's the seed of the woman? Christ in human flesh is the seed of the woman. But before God could raise and save a sinner, he had to have a sinner to raise and save. Man had to fall. The fall which would be caused by Satan had to have flesh to make fall. Like I said before, that Genesis 1:26, man, that was a spirit man. That man never fell. That's God Almighty in portions, in parts. That's not a type. That's Him. The fall, which would be caused by Satan, had to have flesh to make fall. Satan had to come through flesh also. But in other words, Satan couldn't create a human flesh and go into it. He just watched God create and he said, there's my point of entry right there. That beast can talk here. He can talk to the animals, and he can coincide with that animal, and he can coincide with humans. But now remember, God didn't say, well, now I'm going to create that beast, and then Satan's going to... No. Creative evolution. Read your Bible. Plants, then birds. I mean, fish, then birds, then beast of the field, and there was the beast. And then there was man. Creative evolution all the way up. All
right?
But Satan could not come through human flesh to make the fall, as would Christ come in human flesh to restore the fallen. But there was an animal, the serpent, so close to man that Satan could get to that beast, and through that beast, he could get to human flesh and cause the fall. He knew he could, listen, he knew he couldn't touch. Everybody that's got the new birth in their soul, there's something that Satan can't touch. So if Adam had eternal life in his soul, Eve had eternal life in her soul, he couldn't touch that.
Right.
He couldn't change that.
Exactly. Amen.
But he could take the spirit, and cause the flesh just reacted to what was going on, right? So Satan, right here, but there was an animal, and through that beast he could get to human flesh and cause the fall. Look, and inject himself thereby into the human race, even as Jesus would one day come and inject himself into the human race, into human bodies, even to the extent of a resurrection wherein we would have bodies like his glorified one. That's talking about me and you. That's what God worked out here in the garden was his predestinated plan. And when Satan had brought about that which was necessary to the purpose of God, then man could not get to the tree of life in the garden. Why? It went back to the original. It went. God had to step out of that dimension. He had to let the first three dimensions, life, light, and matter.
Right.
No more eternal life in the dimension.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Right.
That's why you've got your dimensions. And thank God it took a prophet to tell us exactly where those dimensions were.
Right.
You know what I believe happened? You know what? The first three dimensions are the slowest dimension. So I just believe God slowed everything down. He just stepped back up into another dimension. He just stepped over into another dimension. He didn't leave. He was still in the garden. Right? Where'd he go? He's Almighty God. He knows what's going to happen the next day and the next day and the next day. So he knows where to be. That's why he's omniscient, omnipresent. Right? Omnipresent. He knows where to be when he needs to be there. All right? But man couldn't get back. Adam had done what he did, Eve had done what she did in flesh, they couldn't get back to that spiritual tree, to that light. They couldn't get back to it. And even though Adam took Christ and took Eve and sheltered her and didn't have sex with her to save her, good Lord of mercy. But he did shelter her and he said, I'll take on, God, I don't create another one. She's me.
Right.
Now that type Christ, we know that. And I'm sure Christ said, oh man. But remember, Adam thought he could get them back in the garden.
Right.
He's not the Savior.
Right.
He had every attribute. See, you have the attribute of God inside of you today, right? But you're not the Savior to save the world.
Right.
Amen. Because he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, which is all those titles. You and I don't have all those titles. We're part of those titles. But we don't have to get on a cross and die, and my spirit can't go into Brother Donnie. But if we're born again, we got the same Holy Ghost in our soul. By the new birth, he puts us right back to where we should have been. Had there not been a fall. And when Satan had brought about that which was necessary to the purpose of God, then man could not get to the tree of life in the garden. Certainly not. It wasn't time. But an animal had caused the fall, had it not? Let animal life be shed and was taken. His blood shed and God had communion with man again. Remember what was the first thing God did? Killed a lamb, throw the skins in and said, put them on.
Right.
Sacrifice.
Right.
The animal would be a substitute. In this dimension.
Right.
These first three dimensions, the animal is a substitute. But I'm God.
Right.
And I'm going to step over to another dimension. Because I'm what? Jehovah.
Right.
It was Jehovah with his family, but Jehovah didn't go on vacation. He was sitting right there. Leading them right through.
Right.
Knowing what they'd do. But you know what? He knew what you'd do.
Right.
And saved you anyway too.
Right.
So don't feel so... But look, but God had communion with man again. Then there was to come a day when God would appear in flesh. And by means of what? By means of his humiliation, he would restore fallen man and make him a partaker of that life eternal. See, Adam couldn't impart eternal life to anybody else. He wasn't the Savior. He wasn't the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But that man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, he's the one that stood and said... Let us make man in our image. We forget that sometimes.
Right.
That same man that stood on earth.
Right.
It's the same man.
Right.
His soul was the soul of Almighty God. Once you see this, you can understand the serpent seed and know that it was no apple. Eve 8. No, it was the degradation of humanity by intermingling what? Natural seed.
Right.
Not spiritual seed. Remember, we all come now by natural seed. But don't worry. The seed of the woman, which a woman doesn't have a seed, so she has to get one. The seed of the woman come by Jesus Christ, virgin birth, to bring the plan to fruition. Let's go right here. Genesis 3:15. We'll be done right here. Musicians, get ready to come. I got two things to read. We're going to talk about a book and a couple more, maybe next service. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. And between thy seed, who's he talking to? The serpent. Thy seed and her seed. There's your two spirits. Thy seed is Satan. Her seed can't be a woman. It's got to be her given seed. It shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and in thy conception. And in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And Adam said, because thou hast hearkened, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, remember that was your covenant, if you eat it, this is what's going to happen, if you don't, this is what will happen, thou shalt not eat of it, curses the ground for your sake. In sorrow, thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art. Now that was not supposed to be. But because of the fall, people had to die. So he's going to go right back to the garden. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them. In other words, as we read the quote many times before, let us stand. I'm going to read one more, so leave that up. Musicians, get ready to come. As I said before, excuse me, we look and we see that Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. It didn't say Adam was the mother, but father of all living. Because there was a seed injected into Eve that was not his. Amen? Called the serpent seed. That's where I will put enmity, a division. But now listen. At that time then, Christ couldn't come. Me and you couldn't come. Paul, Peter, James, John, nobody could come like God wanted the first plan. Now listen, I can't say this any other way. He had a perfect plan. But the plan he saw, remember he's infinite, plan he saw was that there was no fall.
Right.
He's infinite.
Right.
But he saw man would fall, therefore he made the plan, and we're going to look at it on the chart here, because look, God stayed in eternity. He's an eternal person. I don't care where he's at.
Right.
Even David said, you leave my soul in hell.
Right.
But he stayed up here, and what happened? The fall brought us down into time.
Right.
And the time is the first three dimensions, life, light, and matter.
Right.
But guess what's going to happen? What is redemption? Whatever's fallen is going to be taken back up.
Right.
It's going to be restored. Now listen, most people think that restoration is going to be somewhere out yonder.
Nope, no.
It started on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
God didn't get into coats of skins of animals. He got into the coats and skins of human beings.
Right.
And it did not stop the plan of God. He just wrote this right here in the book of Psalms. I love this. Psalms 139 verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in your mom and daddy. In the lowest parts of the earth. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your mom and daddy didn't know who you were. Didn't even know when we were born, it was a surprise for a boy and girl, or a girl, right? You had to wait till the kid was born before you knew what the gender was. So it was all left up into the hands of God. But he said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance.
Amen.
Yet being unperfect. Knowing we'd fall, knowing we'd go do the things of the world, knowing we would do all that, knowing we wouldn't even want God, Brother Gary, for a long period of time in our life. Right? And then we'd get jumbled up into everything else. Knowing, yet being unperfect. But look, and in my book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. In other words, you came, I came, Paul came, Peter came. Who would have known? You never know anything about the Apostle Paul, whether he had brothers or sisters or what. But his mom and daddy brought Paul on this earth.
Right.
Curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. He was named Saul at the time, and he was probably, when he was a little kid, if he was like he was when he was older, he was beating up on the kids.
Yeah.
Hook-nosed Jew, Brother Brown said. High-tempered.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? But God saw his substance before the foundation of the world, and he said, I like that guy. I like that guy. I think I'm going to use him. And in that book, all my members were written. I'll never forget when I read that quote, Brother Brown said, God's got an album. God's got a family album. He's got a book that he looked at before the foundation of the world, and here goes everybody by. But we had to get here first. Right. Which in continuance were fashioned when as yet you weren't even on the earth. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. God bless you. But come on, musicians, let's sing a song. In thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. When yet you were just nothing but a glimmer in your mom and daddy's eye. We had to come the way we come because of what happened in the fall. It stopped sons and daughters of God from being born, but only temporarily. When Christ come on earth, that was at Genesis 3:15 being fulfilled. I'm here. I'm going to see this plan fulfilled, and then I'm going to come back into my believers, and I'm going to fulfill this plan of redemption. Let's sing a song. God bless you.
When they're redeemed, amen.
I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. Heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Think about it, that's only one group of people. When the redeemed are gathering in, we're washed like snow. We're gathering now. What are we gathering? We're gathering around the Word of God.
I will sing
when the redeemed are gathering in.
There will be a great procession
over on the streets of gold. That's what we're looking for. But let's have a little party now. And let's not invite the devil to this one. He's going to show up anyway. But let's have a time for me and you. Are gathering in, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we're washed like snow and free from all sin. Oh, I will sing when the redeemed. I like this verse, listen.
Saints will
sing redemption story with their voices. You know, that's the redeemed. But the angels never got that. They can't sing that song. We'll listen for they cannot join that song. When the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in. We're washed like snow and free from all sin. You love the Lord. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed. Sing this last verse and you'll be dismissed.
And the Savior will give orders
to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You're redeemed. Washed like snow. God's already seen it. Go with God. Pray for Brother Chris Long. Have a good rest of the week. God bless you. You're dismissed. When the redeemed, sing it again, are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in.